Eat my pagan ass, bitches.
Eat it!
No!
I just gotta stick this rod in the hole over here.
Ouch!
Bend over.
We're just having fun, people.
Eat it!
Now, now, now! Hey, everybody, this is Karma Kickass.
Hey, babies, it's Luckylicious.
How's everybody tonight?
This is Eat My Pagan Ass, episode numero...
15.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're going to have our Sweet 16 next.
Oh, Sweet 16.
This is our quinceañera.
Quinceañera.
All right.
What is that?
Quince means 15, and so it's like a so it's like a 15-year celebration.
But where do they celebrate that?
In Latin American countries.
What is the significance? Like a rite of passage?
Yeah, it's like a sweet 16, but Latin America
chose 15.
15, yeah. And
why.
They give you, well, I don't know,
who
but
knows?
I went to one. It was really cool. And then it's a big party, a big celebration.
Uh-huh.
And the young lady now gets dressed up. She has a court. Some of these are all
Does
out.
Does she have her mustache by this point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the Hispanic version of a bar mitzvah. And oh, you know what's cute?
What?
They have this little ritual with a whole ceremony with candles, the whole nine. And her father, she comes in wearing these little slippers, and then the father, they change the shoes,
yeah.
And now she's wearing high heels.
Oh.
So it's this whole thing, you know.
You're a
it's
hooker
kinda
now.
Cool. Yeah, you're a hooker now. Go out and hook.
Da, da, da. You are a hooker now.
Stupid. No, those are fun.
Well, I think it's so interesting, you know, folk rituals, folk ceremonies, like,
mm-hmm.
like, the difference between, like, in America, we do Sweet 16, but in Latin America, you do Sweet 15 or whatever.
Right, yeah.
So funny.
They had a movie, Quinceañera. I wanted to see it, but I didn't, as usual.
Do they have a movie called The Quinceañera Planner with Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez? What was that? The South Park?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Taco Quises. Taco Quises.
We are being silly, folks.
But 15 is a significant number. Actually,
it's
the number of the devil. Talk about South Park again. Remember that episode where the devil was...
And Saddam Hussein. That was the
Saddam
movie.
Was so bad, he made the devil cry.
Oh, yeah.
Saddam.
Well, isn't it funny that the devil's a homosexual? And did you ever see, like, in a lot of cartoons, all the villains are, like, really flamboyant, faggy, like... guys like filthy gorgeous. Who's that guy anyway? I don't know, but I'm just saying this all. I think it's very interesting that in the Passion of Christ,
there you go,
remember that movie?
Scapegoats, 15, the devil
was like, wow. This faggoty, like, homosexual, like, feminine guy, and the snake is all feminine, and so therefore it must be bad. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the Christian propaganda.
Fucking
to make
Christians,
you know.
I love you. I pray for you. I'm praying for all of your souls. I hope you just all wake up and get over it and understand that your God is not the only God, and in fact it's just one of many gods, and that we're all just people here on the same planet. What am I doing? I'm gonna stop.
I believe in one God.
Credo in unum Deum.
But a God with many facets. Like, okay. Like, you are a man. Right? I believe in men, right?
Si.
But you're also a son. You're also an uncle. You're also a brother. You're also a nephew. You're also a
lover.
Worker, a lover. So you're a man with many facets. And that's how I see God. I see one God with many facets. Right?
Well, that's interesting. That's works. That works, right? Do you see God mostly, like when you talk about God, do you see God mostly as male or female?
I used to see him as male because that was my upbringing.
Uh-huh.
But now I just see him as energy, really. See, I said he because there's no other word to describe it. But I don't see it as an it.
Yeah.
So I still have to use.
It's okay. It's okay.
Humanize.
You're not a lesbian. You love
I
men.
See her.
Well, no, but you love men. So why not? Like, God is love. So why not make God a man? I do.
God is love. God is everywhere. And that's what they mean when they say God is everywhere. Because everything contains God. You're a God. I'm a God.
Thou art God.
Thou art God.
Thou art Goddess.
The kingdom of heaven dwells within. See, we're all That's gods. Right.
So then why do Christian people, like, take that away from each other? And
because that's how they've been taught. It's not their fault. You know, the powers that be. That's how, you know, they created this thing of hell just to keep the people down. I mean, back in the dark ages and all that.
Yeah.
This stems way back. It's in our genes.
I guess we probably can't really talk about this
because
we're not Christian.
No, because it gets crazy.
So we can't speak for them.
I broke away from
We should bring someone on the show. We should really do that. We should find like a Christian.
No, we should find a pagan.
Who
was Christian and knows what he's. And, you know, not just my...
Someone who made a
decision. Because what I say are opinions. This is what I've surmised. You know, someone who is scholarly in Christianity, but also understands paganism, because then it would turn into an argument. Because we're both defending our points of view. So we would need to have someone here explain to us why Christians think this way.
Yeah. Let's find somebody. We are looking for, well, no.
I belong to, you know, maybe I could post it. I belong to an LJ group that's like that.
There's lots of religious groups out there. And I'm sure that there are Christian people listening to this. I'm sure they can't resist.
What was that guy's name?
Ted.
Ted.
Yeah, but we don't want to hear from Ted because he seems very ignorant and close-minded.
Yeah.
Let's talk to somebody who's actually sane. Like, I have lots of Christian friends. My family is Christian. You know, like, I'm not Christian bashing here. I'm really not.
No.
I'm trying not to, anyway.
But the thing is, what I'm saying is, if we could find someone who shares our point of view.
Who can speak to us in a rational, intellectual way.
Right. That if we ask questions, that they wouldn't get defensive. And
in
neither would we.
In a logical way. Lucky.
Logical.
Fluffy wants logic.
I still have to think of a logical reason.
For the existence of God.
Yeah. Maybe this person could answer that for us.
Well, if I
thought about it for a week, maybe.
I just think, like, anyway, I don't want to talk about Jesus or Christianity anymore. I'm over it.
No, but I think what we're saying is, you know, why not?
Okay.
We're over it,
maybe,
but
other people want to
hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it would be an interesting topic.
I think it would be. I think we should talk to somebody about that. I mean, I was raised Christian.
So was I. Not to the extent that you were, but so was I. I went to Mass every Sunday.
Well, see, I think that's a little different. That's like the Catholic thing is very specific and...
Yeah, but that's what I said. It was different.
Thousands of years. Like, I was raised in like a new sect, like a new Christian. Like, people were just kind of trying to feel their own
way. New wave.
New age Christianity.
See, maybe your parents would have... See, because that's kind of how I started. I started experimenting with different Christian ideals.
Yeah.
And then I found paganism.
You're saying maybe my parents, it's not too late?
No, that's
I can save their souls.
That's probably what happened to them, and they just found something they were comfortable with and never kept seeking. I was never satisfied. I was, I hate these people, blah, blah, they're so close-minded. Shut up, mind your business. And then I would move on, you know? And then, you know what I found?
What?
Myself. I can't belong to a group because I don't have a group mind.
Well, that's the charge of the goddess.
That's my problem.
That which thou seekest, thou shalt find within thee.
Yeah, that's my thing is, if I don't agree with you, I'm out. I can't go
later,
along with
you. Later
yeah,
for you.
Later for you.
But that's
you
okay.
Know? Yeah, I know it's okay. Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Hey, I see that you have, remember we talked about your sneakers over there with the number 23 on them? Mm-hmm. Well, now there's a movie
coming
out.
Oh, that movie.
Out. Yeah, 23.
I'm going to wear them.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. I want
to
see that movie. I'm dying.
Well, you know what the number 23, where that all comes from, right?
No.
That's like, I used to read Robert Anton Wilson's Illuminati. Mm-hmm. And he talks a lot about the 23 conspiracy and 23 Skidoo and just the number 23. And
23 Skidoo, you're so stupid.
Well, it's like one of those things, like when you think of reality on a mathematical basis, okay? And
now you're getting like this guy, because I saw the trailers.
Oh.
He was bugging.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you see patterns and things. And suddenly, mm-hmm. like, if you start, it's a well-known fact that if you start to focus on the number 23, you're going to see
everything.
23, anything, things that add up to 23, you can find anything. And that's just proof that if you look, if you seek it, you will find it.
This is going back to what I was saying about how you see things. It's that's your reality. Mm. It's the same thing. If I see my job.
She's talking
as,
about episode number 14. She was talking about that.
You know, if I see my job as being a miserable place, blah, 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 that's what I'm going to find. And it's the same thing with number 23.
Yeah.
It's that lesson.
I was really obsessed with that number, not only because, like, in reading, like, this conspiracy theory stuff, which is very fascinating, and as a college pothead, you know, that's acid head, that was the sort of thing I was into, right? Mm-hmm. And then I started reading the I Ching, because I turned 23, and I was reading about the number 23 in the I Ching, and it's the number of breaking through. It's like this transformative number.
Well, it's number 5.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what number five is. In numerology, well, in tarot, okay, I don't want somebody writing me, you don't know what you're talking about, which I don't. But anyway, I digress.
You disclaim all knowledge.
I digress.
Tea culpa.
Number five is a number of change and tweaking and that kind of thing. So, you know, whenever you have a double-digit number, you narrow it down to a single-digit number.
Or you can.
If you can,
yeah.
Up until 22, which goes up to 22nd major arcana.
Yeah. So anyway. In our last episode, we already covered the number 5, because it was episode number 14, and the tarot card you drew is the Hierophant, which mm-hmm. is number 5, which 1 and 4 adds up to 5. How interesting mm-hmm. is that? I like the number 5 because my birthday is on the 14th, August
number
14th.
Five.
I'm a Leo, which is the fifth
number
house,
mm-hmm.
you know? So this, and influential people in my life are always like five people.
Mm-hmm.
And also...
So you had a five-some?
Honey, I've had multiples of five-somes, okay?
Okay.
But one of my first, most memorable imprinting pagan experiences was out in the woods with some friends. It was five of us. And one friend made the observation that it was five, and he said five is the number that is the loudest decibels. Like, if you say five, I guess that vowel sound, I, is the one that's the
true.
Most loud.
Four, three.
I, and its root is I. Mm. I, ego. Isn't that interesting?
Very cool.
All those little paths that wind together.
Very cool.
But in practical terms, I would just say don't get hung up on numbers, and don't look for patterns too
just
much.
Just don't get hung up.
We did talk about looking for patterns too much before, too.
Right.
In number 12.
Like,
or 13, we talked about that.
I mean, patterns are okay if you're going to use them in a way that's going to help you.
You control them. Don't let them control
exactly.
you.
Exactly. You know, like, I believe in cycles, you know, cycles of the moon, cycles of the earth, all that kind of stuff. What the heck is that?
That's my phone. You could talk.
But to get hung up on cycles and continue... And base your life on coincidences and things like that.
What a coincidence!
What a coincidence! It's not healthy because you drive yourself crazy.
Oh my God, I'm driving myself crazy trying
Where's
to
your phone at? Hello? So number five is a number of change and tweaking and fixing up. That's why sometimes when you get a bunch of fives in a reading, that means there are a lot of changes going on around you.
Well, because four is like a very static number, right? Stable.
Stable, and then right, and then five comes along and
shakes things up,
but not in a bad way.
No, you heard it here first.
It's like adding embellishments to something. You know, you wrote a play,
it's
and
kicking
now you
it
wanna,
up a notch.
Yeah,
you
kicking it. That's
kick it
what
up a notch.
Exactly. Very good. Kicking it up a notch. You know.
Well, four is very fundamental in blah, basically.
It's like a house. It's
yeah,
a structure.
Whatever.
It's a block.
You know, but now let's add some
then,
color. Let's add some architectural
right.
enhancements.
Right. Four is like, okay, I pay all my bills, and I got extra money, and I'm set. And five says, let's go out and spend some. Let's
yeah.
go out and, oh, let me get rid of that raggedy chair and buy a new one.
Right.
That's,
let's
that
go have
of
some
thing.
Adventure.
Right. You know, five is not a bad number. Sometimes some readers.
Well, four is like an inward sign. That's Cancer. Five is an outward sign. That's Leo.
Mm-hmm. Look at the Four of Pentacles, where the guy's holding on to his money.
No, that's the Five Pentacles.
No, the Four.
No, oh. No, that's five.
Yeah. Oh my God! See how I fuck up sometimes.
I'm just saying.
You're right. So what's the Four of Pentacles?
I don't know what the Four of Pentacles is, but I would assume Four of Pentacles is.
No, the five. No.
No, that's
the
six.
Four of
six
no,
is what he's holding on.
No, the four. See how?
Look at us. We're crashing.
That's another reason, folks, to stick to your guns. The Four of Pentacles is the guy holding on to his money.
Are
the
you sure?
Five, yes, and the Five of Pentacles when the two people walking in the snow, and they're broke.
Oh.
And the Six of Pentacles
you're
is the
right.
rich guy.
Don't let Lucky Licious tell
no,
Carmen Kickass her shit about
no,
Tarot.
No, it's not even that. Sometimes, if you think you know something and somebody corrects you, it doesn't automatically mean you're wrong. Think about it for a minute. Say, no. Like I just did. See, look, this is the six, where the rich guy is giving the two guys money. This is a card of generosity
oh,
and
right.
giving.
The five is the card
five is the
paucity.
Card of, yeah, you
Needing.
Know, right.
Interesting.
Yes. And it's also a card of, if you picture the card in your mind,
yes.
the lady is leading the man.
Okay.
That means your subconscious in tarot, a female signifies subconscious, male signifies consciousness. This means that you are letting your subconscious lead you. You're supposed to let the consciousness lead you. That's why you're emotionally bankrupt, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's like the esoteric meaning of the card.
That's why my bank account is in such bad shape right now. Send me your gifts, PayPal, luckylicious@gmail.com.
No, Karma Kickass. Oh my God! We should go away again, man.
I know.
Damn.
Well, you are going
well,
away.
Well, let's think of some. No,
I
we can
can't
always
go
someplace
away.
Cheap. Yes, don't say that. I don't want to ever hear you say I can't.
Okay.
Just say right now I don't want to.
Right now I'd feel more comfortable paying off some bills. How about that?
All right, but never say I can't do something because then you know what? You can't.
That's true.
Oh,
well, that brings us back to the devil.
See. And he's on crutches, he's all fucked up, and she's leading him.
No, you said that was the five.
This is the five.
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
Why
my
did
God.
I think that was six?
No, this is six here. And then the four is where the guy is holding
on
to his money.
Right. Okay, so let's get back to the four
all
then.
Right. So the four.
Let's compare four and five.
Okay, four is where you're stable and secure, but too much of a good thing. It's boring, so you got to get out of that.
You
got
to spend money to make money.
Right, you just got to spend money to get money. If everything in the universe is fluid, so if you hold on to your money and you don't spend it, guess what? None is going to come to you.
Right.
You got so the saying you got to spend money to get money.
Right.
That doesn't all necessarily mean business wise. It's like
no, it means fun. You should go have fun.
So you can get
go
more fun.
Go on a vacation. Go get some massage.
Like,
go.
The worst thing you could do is say, I don't have any money, because it's going to stay that way.
Yeah.
Even if you have $20, spend five.
Is there an interpretation of pentacles that doesn't revolve around money? Because since I don't
the reason pentacles has to do with money, it's because it's the material plane. And we have put money as a meaning, but it's really the physical, the material. That's not necessarily money.
So this could be like your physical resources.
Yeah, your health, your body.
Your body. Like you're not making your, like the Four of Pentacles could be someone who's not, you know, they have free time. They could go volunteer themselves to go right. do something, but they're not.
They're not. They're just staying home, watching TV.
Playing video games.
Same old shit.
Fucking video games.
You know, the guy's like not doing anything. The Pentacles, the meaning of Pentacles is not money. It's physical reality, yeah. Earth plane.
I want.
It's like the.
If you want to give Lucky Licious a gift, I want a Nintendo.
Nintendo.
I want to
slap
him. I want to play. What's that everyone's talking about now? That portable Nintendo player.
I'm not into that.
All my friends are getting it.
What is it? Three. What is it? HP 3 or some shit.
Oh,
I forget.
All I know is it looks.
My nephews wanted that. And,
yeah.
And then my
DNS or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what
so
it is.
My godson wanted. I said, "Why? What are you talking about?" I'm like so out of it. So he mentioned something. So I said to his mother, "You know what he's talking about?" So she goes, "Yeah." I said, "Do me a favor, buy this stuff, and I'll give you the money because I have no clue." You know.
Oh. But well, it's that's Carmen's what they birthday. Do. It's Carmen's birthday, so
yes.
Everyone should give her a gift. Actually.
That's right. Send me emails. Oh, you know what would be great? Oh, please, 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 if everybody send me e-cards.
You like that?
I love that. And to get a whole bunch of them would be great.
All right. Well, you want to tell everyone when your birthday is?
It's next Monday, February
26th. Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't giving you the year. Screw that.
1800?
Yeah, 1899. Me and Abe used to hang out. No. Oh, that would be so cool if I got a whole bunch of e-cards.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right,
I sent myself one.
Set them up now.
So stupid.
I hope I get this podcast out before then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
C'est la vie. Well, okay. Better late than never.
That's
you
right.
could say belated e-card.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So
doesn't take much to make me happy.
Let's talk about El Diablo.
El Diablo.
This is the tarot episode, one of them. And,
this is the 15th episode. This
15th
is the 15th
episode.
Card.
We're going to talk about El Diablo.
El Diablo. Look at him.
Yeah.
Oh, and then in the BOTA deck, he's got one female
Tell
breast.
Tell everyone what BOTA is.
Builders of the Atom. It's a deck created by Paul Foster Case.
Okay. Girlfriend knows her shit, people.
I used to. anyway, his devil card, one breast is male, the other one is female.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what do you want to know? I mean,
well, what does the devil card mean?
All right.
Wrote down some words before. We talked about sex, drugs, unhealthy relationships, addiction, lust. But
yeah.
also scapegoating. And
scapegoating.
Shadow
and,
side.
And, you know, one thing I want to say is that, like, the tarot is a sacred book of keys. Okay? It's sacred. And the difference between sacred and secular is that it talks about truth, spiritual truths. All right? So what I'm leading up to is that all these things are part of us. So don't feel that the devil side of you is bad. This card is here to show you that you may have addictions or hang-ups or your sexuality might be quote-unquote askew or whatever. This is reality. If the devil card didn't exist, we'd all have to be perfect, right? Ain't going to happen.
Right.
Not in this house. So the devil is letting you know that these things are all right.
She said, not in this house.
Right?
Right.
No, seriously.
No,
so
it's true.
For those of you who think, oh my God, I'm gay, I'm so bad. No, that's not true. The devil is here to remind us that this is reality, that this is real, that these things are part of a human experience.
Right.
And it's the way this card is drawn and interpreted by people that makes it wrong. But there's nothing wrong with this card, just like there's nothing wrong with the lover's card. And the devil, the picture of the devil, is an angel. He's one of the archangels.
Right.
I call him L'Oreal. Because I'm worth it. You know, this is Raphael in the Lover's card.
Right.
But he's a god. He's one of the angels, archangels. So how come he's bad and the other ones aren't?
Well,
so what I'm trying to say is
he asserted his will against divine
No,
order.
that was Lucifer.
Well, isn't the devil and Lucifer the same?
But that's what I'm saying. If they gave, see, that this has Christian overtones.
Seriously?
The Rider-Waite deck is filled with Christian overtones. Look at the Ace of Cups. What is that? It's the chalice. There's
the
a
grail.
Lot of Christian, the grail,
right.
The cups.
Well,
you know? So, you know, the devil card comes up.
Let's describe the picture. Tell people what you see.
Okay, well, there are these two people.
Naked.
Naked. And look, see how the man is standing with a feminine posture and the female with a masculine posture,
uh-huh.
You know? The devil himself, he's perched on a half of a cube, half-truths. Don't believe everything you hear.
Okay.
You fall off at any time. And like I was saying earlier,
look at his feet.
He has claws for feet.
Bird feet.
Look at these legs.
Chicken legs.
Horns of a goat, bats of a wing.
Bats of a wing?
I mean, wings of a bat. All right, put your drink away. You know what I mean? The guy's...
I like his pot belly and his hairy legs.
Yeah.
He looks like a sexy man. I would do him.
Well, this pot belly, it reminds me a lot of somebody I know. When I saw him in a bathing suit, I'm like, oh my God, the devil.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, same. But right? And then... He has a belly button.
Yeah.
Which makes him human. He's not superhuman.
This is nipples.
This is a human concept that we have said that he's evil. In the mythic tarot deck,
uh-huh.
He's depicted as Pan. And Pan has to do Pan has to do with fun and drinking and having a good time. You know, so the Christian side, the Christian interpretation of this card
uh-huh.
makes it bad.
Yeah.
It's not a bad card.
No.
It really isn't. You know?
Well, but describe how the people are chained to the pedestal that he's perched
well,
on.
Well, because it's sort of like they think that these people are chained to their addictions or their lust, but they're not. Look at these chains.
They're pretty loose.
They could just pull them right off.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not chained.
They're more into the kink of it. Like they
right.
enjoy it.
They enjoy it. They're there because they want to be.
Yeah.
That's the addictive part.
Huh. Well, I noticed that the woman has
and
a tail.
And there's no light. There's no light to his torch. It's facing down, so there's
smoky,
not giving any lightness.
Yeah, right.
You know.
But he sets the guy's tail on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman has a tail of what? Pomegranate or grapes?
I think they're grapes.
Wine.
You know. Mm.
And why do the people have horns?
To show their bestiality. They've turned into beasts as a result of their...
Oh.
Debauchery. Oh, well, Tijuana! We're going back to Tijuana.
Well, then it seems to me that this card is just one of a number of cards depicting the human journey, and that we came from animals and we'll become animals again.
Right.
And you like, can't resist it. Just
right. You know, like I said earlier, if life were all, you know, wine and roses, we wouldn't have this card in there.
Yeah.
This is to let you know that there are going to be dark times. Now, if you're stuck in this card, now that's bad. Just like if you're stuck in any other card,
uh-huh.
You know, this is a pretty dangerous card to get into, especially when you're in the Tree of Life, one of the paths. But, you know, we all find ourselves here every once in a while.
Well, what do you think? Do you think there could be some self-destructive elements to this card, don't you think?
Absolutely. Just like there can be self-destructive card elements in other cards.
Can't this card also depict like a descent into matter in such a way that you completely forsake?
Yeah, materialism.
Any higher ideal?
Donald Trump. Seriously.
You know he's selling a new like wine?
Vodka.
Trump
but
vodka.
But in other decks,
don't
I think...
Don't drink that shit, people.
Yeah, you won't get drunk. You'll get conceited. Wait a minute. This card, what was I going to say? Ah! Oh, this card, the devil,
yeah.
In the Robin Wood deck, I think it is. Or I think it is a Robin Wood deck. Don't write me and curse me out. I'm just, but it's not called the devil. It's called materialism.
Oh. Okay.
Because that's what this card is, materialism.
Well, okay, so let's talk
so
about
when
materialism.
You're totally materialistic.
Saturn. Are there Saturnine energies to this card? I think so. Look at all the
this
black.
This card is ruled by Saturn. The ruler of this card is Saturn. Oh, every major arcana card has a ruler.
Yeah, okay.
And in this
and
card.
And Saturn is physical embodiment in space and time.
And that's what this
and is that such a bad thing?
No, of course not.
But it's only a bad thing if you squander it and don't use this time in your body to
gain the most, be all that you can be, to
right,
steal a
be
phrase.
All you can be, and also to help propel your soul up to a higher level of existence.
Right.
You don't really want to go.
This is telling
backwards.
You that you are stuck. So this card also has to do with stagnation. Do you know what the magical, what is it? What is it called? The magical
Delta.
Element of this card is?
No, what?
Laughter.
Laughter? Laughter. Why? Because you banish with laughter.
Because laughter, right, you
yeah.
know? But
laughter lifts the
every,
spirits.
Every major arcana card has
oh,
a
well,
magical.
There you go. That's great, because this devil card is what happens when people get too uptight and too serious about their situation.
See, and that going back to, see how he's depicted here? He's a joke. You laugh at him.
Oh.
When you're stuck, laughter is the remedy.
Okay.
You know?
Well, yeah.
It
might be time to change that card.
Tarot is a very
kind of scary.
Tarot is a very interesting study.
It doesn't make me want to laugh at him, but I can see how maybe in earlier times that image may have been seen as something ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But
we've turned him into a god.
The Christians turned him into a god. And now we're like...
And the wrong kind of god.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
That's true. Let's talk about that. The Christians turned the devil into a god. They really did.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him more power.
But the thing is, there was no devil. That's a Christian concept, right? So they're kind, to me, in my opinion, they were worshiping the devil instead of God. They gave the devil so much airtime that it became a satanic cult.
But you know what, though? Devil movies were my favorite movies as a kid, and they still are. Like, when I was a teenager, I loved all that shit. Anything with the devil in it, I was always all about that. Isn't that funny?
Because it's evil, and it's scary, and all
right.
that.
But it never scared me. Yeah. Like, not really. Well, some things. Like, I got my... I have to admit, like, I got my first inklings of, like, magic through the media depiction of devil worship. Because, like, here was the devil giving people power.
Mm.
They could have made movies about God giving people power. And they did. Like, what was that show with?
But see, that's the trick. That's the half-truth. Because you do get your power from God.
I know.
You know?
And the devil.
And it's good. Power is good. But the people wanted the power for themselves, so they didn't let the masses know of this truth. Instead, they invented hell and brimstone and damnation and all this bullshit to keep people ignorant of the true facts.
And we burned a few faggots and witches just to, like...
For good measure.
Yeah. Great.
For good measure.
Oh, I love living in Middle Earth. Isn't it fun? We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back.
Sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong, sing of good things, not bad, sing of happy, not sad.
Back.
Hey.
So before we move on, is there anything else about the devil you want to say?
I like the devil card.
Yeah.
I really do.
Why?
You know, because he stands for things that we shouldn't be afraid of. It's a reminder that all these things are okay. It's all right to be, you know, different, put it that way.
Okay.
And I just like them.
Oh, I like the devil too.
Yeah.
Or the devil card, anyway.
Yeah, the devil card. I'm not saying I like the devil. I like the devil card.
Well, we're on the number 15, so you raised a good point. You said, oh, well, let's look at where the rune. What's the 15th rune?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at the Futhark, and the 15th rune is Algis, which is a rune that's very near and dear to my heart. It's a rune that looks kind of like a bird's foot,
mm-hmm.
pointing upwards. And its primary function is one of protection.
Bird's foot.
Oh, the devil has bird's feet. How interesting. One of the associations with this rune is like the raven, which would fall upon the field of the battle slain and to eat the dead, basically. The raven being associated with Odin.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm getting a little esoteric, but the primary point here is that ravens are also tended to be found in points of transition from one state of existence to the other. And the Algis rune is the rune of the bridge between this plane of existence and other planes of existence. And when it's pointing upwards, it's the connection to Asgard or the higher realms. And when it's pointing down, it's connected you to Hel or the lower realm, H-E-L, the lower mm-hmm. realms in the Norse mythology.
So that's sort of like the Hierophant. It's a bridge between
Interestingly enough, the god associated with this rune is Heimdall. Who is the god who watches over the Bifrost Bridge, which is the bridge connecting Midgard to Asgard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's the god that you kind of have to go through if you're going to get up to
the other side,
to the higher realms, right?
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, what was my point? What'd you say? You said
that he's like the Hierophant, where
right. Heimdall is the god who kind of taught humanity about the runes. So he's a teacher of the runes.
He's a teacher.
Yeah,
there's that teacher element.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like a lot of people don't understand Heimdall a lot. One of his major songs have disappeared. They've been lost to time. But in my own personal relationship with Heimdall, this is something else you're gonna love. See how the devil card has horns?
Mm-hmm.
Heimdall is associated with the ram. And my very first vision of Heimdall came when I was, like, 16. I was in bed.
Of course.
Stop. And I saw this like, Aries
figure.
It wasn't
a horn.
This fiery figure with these two big ram horns, and it was Heimdall. And it's just interesting because, like, he carries a horn, the Gjallar horn, and that's the horn that he blows when the Ragnarok starts.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
What?
Very phallic here, I know, but this is a card with, like, Ares, Heimdall. Anyway, so to get back to the Algis rune, this is a protective rune. It's a rune of higher, like, when you stand in and you seek connection with the gods, you stand in the shape of an Algis rune with your two
that's
arms
what it looks like.
Uplifted. And it's so, in this way, it also looks like an antenna. So it's like a receptive rune. It helps open your channels up for higher communications from divine forces.
Mm.
There are also very specific connotations with this rune, specifically with female ancestors, the Valkyries, the kind of like the feminine Disir, you know, things like that, the mothering spirits that protect you on your journey. So that's why this is called the Shield Rune, Shield, and not Shield. Shield is something else in German. Shield. Oh, my God, I should not drink vodka when I'm trying to talk about this shit because it just gets all rambly, runny. But this is the Shield Rune, and it's a good rune to use when you begin your travels. It's a good place to start because Heimdall rules the mind and clarity of human thought. And like you said, your consciousness has to lead you on that journey. Not your sub. Don't let your subconscious drives carry you. Mm-hmm. Instead, let your journey be one of conscious choice, and do that with clarity of mind. So, no, you should not drink vodka when talking about the algae's rune.
I ain't talking about the algae's rune, so I'm gonna drink up.
You were talking about the devil. Just drink up, honey.
Yeah, really.
This is clarity of mind. You want your mind to be as clear as clear as possible. And since mine is not, perhaps I should talk about this another time. But great rune for journey work, either above or below. It will protect you.
Maybe if you put a picture, post a picture of this on LJ, so just so people could see what it looks like.
Okay. Well, it looks like, you know, the peace symbol, the circle with the three lines, the crow's mm-hmm. foot. Well, it's just the reverse of that. It's like upward pointing. But yeah, I can post a picture.
Just, you know, so people could see.
Before you do any kind of, if you're like into runes or anything, Algis is a great rune to just kind of like project around you first, because that will protect you wherever you go, if you're traveling in the upper realms or the lower realms.
So that would be a good talisman to put, like, in your car. You know how people have little trinkets hanging off of their rearview mirror?
Yeah.
I'm so New York-y. Yeah. Mirror.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little...
Algies. You can't go wrong with it. Freya Aswin always talks about how this rune is like, you can't pervert it. It's always
there to protect you.
It's always there. Yeah, basically. Cool. It's like I said, it's a tree, and trees go up, but the roots also go down. So you can, it's a bridge between the worlds, but you have to have your mind very clear when you do it.
I love how all the,
traditions have tree references.
Well, no, like the metaphors, the trees, and, you know, like how they relate things and make it easier to understand.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool, like, when you...
Yeah, well, the world around us is full of vocabulary. Like, describe your inner experience by drawing upon the outer experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I can both see a tree. Mm-hmm. So point to it and say, right, see that tree over there?
This is what it means.
Yeah. Yeah,
very cool. I love that.
I love me some trees. Oh.
I told my, talk about trees. We were talking about how we're going to die. It was kind of stupid conversation with my cousin and her kids and all that. And I said, I ain't never going to die. And if I do, I'm going to die. I'm going to go on underneath a tree with a book, and I'm just going to die peacefully. All right. So my cousin runs out and buys a house, and the first day I was invited out there, there I am with my book. I drag my chair underneath the tree. My godson went berserk. I said I was going to be old. He was crying. He was beside himself. He was like so hysterical. I'm like, all right, I won't go. And now I can't go underneath this damn tree because of what I said, because he thinks I'm going to die there.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet? Oh. It's sweet, but it's also, I feel bad because I don't want him to think that dying is something really bad, you know. But I've never seen him so hysterical. Like, he was, and I said to my uncle, I'm loved. Somebody loves me.
Oh.
Yeah, but so now I, you know, this big, beautiful shade tree in the backyard.
Yeah.
Can't go 50 feet. I've got an order of protection. But.
Wow, I feel like...
Trees are cool.
Right now, I feel like really whacked out that I was talking about algaes while, like, having had vodka and drinking. It's really not a good combination.
It's not?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Because Heimdall doesn't like to get contacted or talked about when you're intoxicated. That's Odin's realm. Odin. Let's talk about him.
Let's talk about
Odin. He doesn't mind drinking. In fact, he's a big fan of it.
Right.
Those of you who know the lore.
Enlighten me. I don't know too much about...
Well, Odin is the mead winner. He made a special journey to go and get the mead. The mead was made from...
My kind of guy.
Yeah, man. The mead. Mead. Well, you know what mead is.
Oh, we should get some mead.
Yeah,
we should, they have a...
Inspiration of poets, honey.
They have a mead distillery out in Long Island. I should go check it out and buy
some. You could make your own mead, honey, right here.
Yeah, but I don't want to get the distillery, you know.
Oh. Well, I do. I want to start making my own stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Come on. You know it's in my family history. Stuff. Any who's in
the
house.
I have an issue with this sewing machine and all those other junk.
Oh, well, see, you're a big sewer.
This place is starting to look like a
sweatshop.
Yeah, really. Everywhere you look, there's a pattern, fabric.
Shoemakers.
It's crazy.
Oh, anyway. Good Lord. But, yeah, so anyway.
What about Odin?
Well, what about
Odin? Well, he was the king of the gods or the...
He's chieftain of the Aesir.
Chieftain.
Chief, yeah.
Okay.
He's the head honcho of Asgard, which is held by the Aesir, which is one kind of tribe of the gods of the north, the other being the Vanir.
So he would be the emperor in Tarot.
In many ways, yes. He is like the father figure of a lot of Norse people.
Or he would be like Zeus.
Zeus,
in
yeah.
Greek mythology, right?
Although it's funny that usually Odin, like the Greeks and the Romans actually, who actually encountered the Germanic tribes, connected Mercury more to Odin than Zeus because he was worshipped on Wednesdays, I guess. Like that was like kind of their day.
Yeah.
Odin's Day, Woden's Tug. Is how that's where Wednesday comes from, Odin's day. So Mercury, which is in Roman, is Miércoles, or
right.
That's Mercury's day. So they see a lot of association between. They called him Mercury, like Tacitus, who is a Roman historian, referred to Odin as Mercury, and so there are a lot of things in common. Like Odin is considered a god of communication. Like one of his runes is the Ansus rune, which is the rune of the mouth and of words and of verbalization.
Have you ever seen that
which is also Mercury.
Fresco, I think it's called a fresco, of Mercury at Grand Central?
Well,
I think it's beautiful.
I haven't seen the fresco, but anytime I go by Grand Central, I always take a moment to look up at that statue of Mercury, and I
yeah,
pay
it's
homage.
Like half statue, half fresco. I don't know what it is, but that thing is awesome.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Where's this fresco?
Well,
it's
I call it a
Grand
fresco
Central?
Because yeah, it's outside on Lexington Avenue side.
Yeah, okay.
No,
yeah.
42nd Street.
Yeah, that's what
side.
You're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking
that
about.
That thing is beautiful. Like
it's
the commerce.
Gorgeous.
It's the commerce.
Yeah.
Depiction. Ugh.
Well,
it's just beautiful.
Too, like
you know, they were going to tear down Grand Central.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Jackie O stepped in and said, "No,
no."
I'm glad she didn't.
They tore down everything. They tore down that other train station over where the post office is now. There was a huge like. Beautiful, beautiful train station over there.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they tore it all down.
Down by Penn Station?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey. And they were going to tear down Radio City as well. Have you ever been to Radio City?
Yes.
It's fucking beautiful. Are they crazy?
They are crazy. Listen, you know, there's so much fantastic architecture in this city. Like, I've told you about this before, like Rockefeller Center.
If you're
a pagan and go to Rockefeller Center, okay, and just look at all the insignias that they have built into the walls, the doorways, the archways, all these things symbolizing like industry, communication, labor,
right.
Like all the things that make humans humans and make civilization what it is are represented in these temples to humanity.
Right.
And it being like a huge communication center, you know, NBC studios and all that stuff. I love being there. The energy is so mean.
The very first time I went to Rockefeller Center, I was in awe. I was like, oh my God, look
it's
at
it. It's a modern
this.
Temple.
And it's the original mall. It's like the first mall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before malls were ever
It doesn't
even
have
thought
like
of.
The spiritual thing, but we I bring my
yeah,
spirituality
Yeah, but
to
I
it.
I see the spirituality
yeah.
as well as in Grand Central where they have that beautiful
constellations.
Zodiac. Oh my
yeah,
God.
The night sky.
And I was so happy because I
Which is backwards, by the way.
It is.
The artist did it backwards accidentally.
Which I saw I had seen it before, and then when they removed all the grime and everything, when they restored Grand Central,
yeah,
it's just beautiful.
I love, the
I love
lights,
it.
The little lights, little stars that they have.
I
up
just
there.
Love it. And then they left a little spot where they didn't clean to.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they left a little spot. But
Interesting.
And do you know that a lot of the shops in Grand Central, like flower shops and little stores, they used to be theaters. People would go to Grand Central in the 30s, early 40s.
Back when you were a teenager?
No, I was in diapers. No, I was a grown woman by then. I'm getting backwards. But, yeah, I used to go to the movies there. But those were little theaters. Believe it or not, the shops, there were little theaters.
Yeah, I could
see
that.
People would go in there, watch a quick movie, and take their trains.
Oh, cool.
You know, I just love Grand Central. I love going there, hanging out, the restaurants downstairs. And what I like is that the food court is not fast food.
No, there's some good shit down there.
Yeah, some good shit. I love Grand Central.
When are we going to have like a Eat My Pagan Ass tourist party? Like all our fans come up to
New York
and...
Wouldn't that be cool?
They crash on your sofa.
We could have a party at Grand Central. You know what my dream is?
What?
To have a party in Vanderbilt Hall.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm saying, oh man, if I got married, that's a big if. If I ever got married, I would have the wedding here. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
That is the best. Like every time I walk through, I'm like, oh man, this is a great spot for a big party, big celebration of some sort.
Yeah.
Really cool.
It is.
You know? I wonder how much it costs to rent it out.
$2.
Too much. Too much. But I just love Grand Central.
All right.
To think a few years ago was a real hellhole.
Ooh, can I play with your tarot cards?
Yeah.
Can I pull a card?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked already about the devil, and we mentioned the lovers and the relationship with the Hierophant from the last episode. But, let's do a tarot card now for everyone to listen.
Okay.
Excuse me.
That's a pig.
I can't. These are all greasy. Oh, my God. What the fuck, were you eating barbecue chips when you...
Those cards, they've been through the mill.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They smell ancient.
Those are your hands.
All right, so we're going to pick a card.
These are my other cards.
To meditate on for this episode.
This I'm going to pull a card. I love the way other decks...
That's eight.
Yeah, this is a strength card.
Yeah.
And I like this card.
All right, ready?
Set, go.
Here you go, honey. Pick a card, Pisces.
Any card.
Pick a card, any card.
All right, this is going to be a card. What do I need to know at this time? All right. I love it. I got... The Ten of Pentacles.
Okay.
Which means, what do I need to know at this time, is that everything is cool. It's all right. You know, even if you do have worries, it's still going to come out to a good ending. Things that I've worked for are paying off. And it seems to me it's a long-standing thing, so.
Oh, good.
Good, yeah.
Good for you.
Now let me look at you.
Biatch. Shuffle me up, hooker. What do I need to know?
Jealousy will get you nowhere.
Oh, I am so not jealous.
Look.
I see my life as just passing before my eyes. I'm here and not here. Then
what is it that you want? You have to...
I don't care.
But you need to care.
I'm fine right now.
Right now, because you're with me.
I love this podcast.
I'm so cool.
That's all I need to do right now.
That's just it. That's the secret.
Yeah.
Don't let shit bother you.
No.
Let it go.
I'm not bothered.
I'm not saying that you have to live with your head stuck in the sand, but... All right, pick a card. I don't want to preach.
What does Lucky need to know right now?
Yeah.
All right, what does Lucky need to know? Lucky needs to know this. Pick the good card, Lucky. All right.
All right, see?
The Empress.
The Empress. That has to do with using your creative energies.
My vagina.
Your vagina. I knew it. See, I fucking knew it. No, you use creative inspiration. Things will start to blossom for you and bloom if you let them. You know, this
just
is a
sit
good
back
time.
And look pretty. That's
this
what that card says.
This is a good time for you to indulge and just let things come to you.
Yes.
So you're
exactly.
you're like Stop forcing things to happen.
I know. It's funny that you mentioned that because...
The Empress, look at her. She's sitting back.
I forced something with some guy, and I asked him to pull a rune, and he pulled Thursaz, which is like the rune of willfulness. And I was like, uh-oh.
So that's probably how he sees you.
Well...
Look, forget about that guy. Let's talk about you right now.
All right.
Sit back and enjoy. Mm-hmm. You can't... She's got an Empress. Do you know what an empire is?
Yes.
So you've got that, all right? You've got all these little kingdoms attached to you to create this empire.
Queendoms.
You know? You're, in other words, okay, this is what this really means. You're trying too hard. You should be sitting back and enjoying, and instead you're fighting because you're trying to make it happen.
All right, I will let it gestate naturally. I will let the cycles of the earth happen. I will
let it create by itself.
That's right.
That's what you need to know.
Okay.
Let it happen. Let it be.
Let it be. Look.
You're forcing things.
Let it be.
See?
I'm wearing a t-shirt that says let it be.
Let it be is the... Let it be is the... I have a song to every card. And let it be... I'm so crazy with tarot. Let it be to me is the Hangman.
Oh, yeah.
What was the song that I had for the Empress? If I could remember. I'm so...
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. They're like, it's better than... That's my Empress song.
All right, so there you go. The Empress is a great card.
Yeah.
It also has to do with... You need to, Venus is the ruler of the card. Remember I was saying about rulers and all that?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You need to, maybe you should go out for a facial. Maybe if you
what
can't
are you saying,
a facial,
bitch?
Maybe if you can't afford a facial, a manicure, you need to pamper yourself.
I did. I went and I bought all kinds of skincare products yesterday. Facial masks, scrubs,
Did you try them out yet? I'm so mean. Get your money back. No, but this you got to pamper yourself. You have to be a little bit more. You're stressing too much about external stuff. She doesn't stress. She's a queen bee.
She's pregnant. She's she's laying eggs all over the place.
Well, start laying eggs.
I am laying eggs.
Venus, you're on an indulgent. The downside, though, is that you may overindulge. Just be careful with that. But I don't think that'll happen.
That's the story of my life.
Yeah?
I'm overindulgent all the time.
Oh, well, I'm the queen of overindulgence.
You're a Pisces. Of course you are. And I'm a Leo. Whatever. Well,
you have to let that Leo thing go for a while. You're not the center of the universe.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. If somebody doesn't have reciprocal feelings, don't. So freaking what?
No, then they could just get out of my solar system.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Pluticize yourself. Right? Do like Pluto, get out of my realm.
Go out, asteroid. I need you no more. You are hereby sent away by my solar winds.
That's what you say now. Seriously.
They always come back.
Do yourself a favor.
Yes.
Try to live with yourself. By yourself for a month.
That's so funny.
Try to give yourself a month to hang out with you. Try it.
What does that mean, though?
You'll like it. It means that you won't need constant companionship.
What? Just ignore people for a month?
Not ignore people. Embrace yourself. There's a big difference.
Oh, okay.
Get to know you. Take yourself out. You bought all this facial shit. Give yourself a facial. You know, hang out with you and get to know you. And you're going to see a nice guy. You're going to get to say, ooh, you know, I'm all right. I'm cool, you know.
I'm gorgeous.
You're such a liar. No.
It's true.
No, really. Seriously. Say it. And when you look in the mirror, say, ooh, you look good today.
I do say that. I don't believe me. I don't have to worry about that. Oh, thank the goddess.
I'm serious.
I'm not saying that I don't have issues. Of course,
everybody has issues, but the thing is, you have to recognize them and know how to deal with them.
You better recognize.
No, really.
That's true.
And accept them. Remember how we were talking about the devil?
Yes. Oh, believe me, I know. I know.
The devil is all about hang-ups and all that bullshit.
Yes.
Embrace them because that's who makes you what you are, who you are.
Okay.
Warts and all. You know.
I don't have warts. I did. I had one on my face, but it went away. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
I believe yes.
It went away. Huh? I'm just.
And I never saw really, an award. When was that?
It was just like a little thing. It started growing on my chin, and then like I cut it with a razor blade and started like spreading. Like I had other little ones around the base. It was very, very like not easily noticed, but I was getting worried about it. I was like, oh, am I going to have to go to a dermatologist and have this removed? Then I was remembering that old folk spell about cutting a potato and rubbing the potato on your face. Mm-hmm. And there's like a charm that you say that it'll rub this away. And then you throw the potato behind your shoulder and you don't look where it lands and you walk away. Mm-hmm. And that's how to get rid of warts. Mm-hmm. I thought of that. And then a week later, I noticed it was gone. Isn't that weird?
Cool.
So like maybe I did that magic spell on some kind of level.
Cool. Yeah. I have some here on my chest. I know I got them from the sun, and I tried all kind of folk spells that didn't work. I need a dermatologist. Just doesn't work.
Well, honey, if you got rid of your penis, that might help.
That was a hell of a wart, man. Shit was getting on my nerves. So listen.
Yes.
Empress.
Yes, okay.
Empressize it.
Empressize.
Empressize, baby.
Okay. I will think about the Empress.
And her magical name is Wisdom and Folly.
And Orgasm. Come on. Ace of Swords, stick it in.
Stick it in.
All right, well, this is way too long.
Yeah, well, now we're starting to get silly.
All right. We love you.
Love you, girl.
I hope that you all got some kernels of wisdom from us just kind of talking to ourselves.
That's so stupid.
She's like, this is.
I'm so drunk.
She's like, this ain't going to be no podcast.
No, we can cut all this stuff out.
We ain't cutting nothing. Send us emails, carmengickass@gmail.com, eatmypaganass@gmail.com.
Send me.
Porn.
No. Birthday e-cards, please.
Oh, yes.
Her like, I'm begging.
February 26th, I'm everyone. I'm begging. She's turning 942.
She's begging, please. Oh.
Send her some depilatory cream. Breast hair. Cried out loud. You're almost looking
Shut
sexy.
Up, bitch.
Call me wart. Call me wart face.
Oh my God.
Bye, hookers. We love you.
Bye.
This story is about love. The woman I love.
There was a boy a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far. Just to love.